This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Well, it doesn't feel like too long ago that we were doing this.
I know.
How old is John right now?
Joseph.
No, John.
Oh, okay.
I keep doing that too. So I just assumed you were doing that.
Because John's
John turned 2 like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So literally 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were doing this about baby John. All right. So
I thought you meant you about baby Dominic.
No. That too. But no, you. This like home birth story.
Yeah. So we're recording and he's a week old tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm on my own like little personal retreat for the weekend because Chris took the kids out of town. So I feel like the story kind of begins at my 38 week nesting panic.
Yeah.
Because I started feeling Braxton Hicks that week, mm-hmm. like for real. And I forgot what they were. And so I thought they were like real contractions. And I was like, wait, am I actually ready?
Wait, you forgot what they were? Because you said you had, when you texted me about it, you said, oh, I just never had them like that strong that early.
I just like,
are you saying now you?
Yeah, I just like sort of forgot. Yeah, I forgot what Braxton Hicks were like. So I thought that these were
okay.
Real. And then I realized that they were Braxton Hicks. And then
okay,
I kept calling them that in my mind. But there was one night where they kept me awake for 2 hours in the night. And that's when I was thinking through all the things. Mostly it was I needed to find this particular attachment to make the hose attached to the shower head so I could fill mm-hmm. up the birth tub. Mm-hmm. So I like panic texted people about that, found one, got it, and then was like, okay. But then I was telling my mom updates and she was like, do you want me to come a little earlier? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
She rearranged her flight and ended up coming 2 days earlier. So she was with us for like my whole week 39. Which was really nice. And I was very content. I was like after my panic was over, I was like, actually, I feel great. Like the baby has really dropped even more. So my pubic bone pain has gone. I feel like better than I have. And I'm just kind of content being pregnant because I feel really comfortable all of a sudden. But then once my mom arrived, I felt a little bit, okay, mm-hmm. she's here. Mm-hmm. The clock is ticking on when she has to leave. So let's. Mm-hmm. I was getting like a little more like, okay, let's have this baby. But Chris and I were able to go out for a date night that week and I got my nails done and it was nice. And then the night before I was 40 weeks, labor mm-hmm. started. So I thought it would go, it was like I went to bed at 10 and wasn't really able to fall asleep, like just nothing contraction related, just kind of like couldn't fall asleep. And then at like 11:30, I felt kind of the first contraction and was like, okay. So I didn't sleep at all that night. Mm-hmm. And I wanted Chris to sleep as long as he could. So I didn't wake him. I got up and took a shower. My mom kind of noticed. I had her braid my hair. And I went downstairs and just kind of, it's like I just wanted to be like in the dark and alone and like kind of like nothing's really happening. Keep it like really chill as long as I could. Mm-hmm. So I was just reading my book on my Kindle mm-hmm. and contractions would come and I would just stand up and then I'd keep reading. And
you didn't wake up Chris at all to tell him that you were?
I did. I was like, I've been having contractions. And he was kind of like, uh-huh. oh, okay. And
yeah,
I was but just go back to sleep. And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he came downstairs and was like, how's it going? I was like, yeah, if you could set up the room, that'd be great. He was like, okay. So he went and blew up the tub and moved the bed and like double made the bed. Mm-hmm. I knew like my mom probably wasn't really getting any sleep either. Like,
yeah.
That's just, yeah. I knew she would be like excited and also hearing the tub blowing up. And I think probably at like 2 a.m. or something, I texted you like labor has started. So I was, you know, convinced it was going at that point. It was going. Mm-hmm. I think I ate some snacks and just like, yeah, kept going. And then by like, I don't even know. I feel like I was just like alone for a while because I was like, I'm just fine. And I want you to, I don't know. The timeline's a little fuzzy. But I think by 4 or so, I was like, yeah, I think you could fill up the tub now. And I think I got into the water at like 5. And it was the same thing again, where it was super hot. Super, super hot. But it felt great. And I was like, no, this feels good. And it was fine being hot last time. So like, this is good. And then at like 6, after like 45 minutes, like the contractions kept going while I was in the water. So I was like, okay, this is good. Like they're still going. It's probably like 5 minutes apart. And was kind of updating the midwife. And I told her like, okay, I think the kids are going to wake up and my mom's going to like take them out of the house at 7:15, 7:30. Could you come around then? She was like, sounds good. But then I realized they weren't actually going to leave the house till later, like 9:15. So I told her that. And she was like, okay, just like, let me know. We'll plan on like 9:30 unless you tell me otherwise. But at like 6, it kind of felt like contractions had stopped. I stood up at that point because I was hot and we turned on the office. So I'm like standing in the tub watching the office. But kind of like, okay, they're like really far apart now. They're like 20 minutes apart now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what's happening?
That's really far apart. Ugh.
Yeah, really far apart.
Yeah.
When the kids woke up, they saw me just kind of like hanging out in the tub wearing my swimsuit. And they were like, why are you wearing a swimsuit? Like, and I was just like, I'm just like, I think they're like, is the baby being born right now? Like, hopefully sometime today. Like, baby's coming. And then they stayed downstairs mostly. But when they left, I got out of the tub, changed back into normal clothes, was kind of like I'm done with the tub. It feels like I'm not really in labor, but that I haven't slept all night. We went back downstairs and I was kind of like reading again. And Chris was just doing something on his laptop. And then I was like, let's like take a walk. So we took a walk around the block and I was like walking on the curb. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of got things going a little bit, but I was like, I am so tired. Like we got back to the house and I was like, I just need to lie down and try to sleep. And I knew I could sleep, but I didn't want to lie down because I didn't want to have a contraction in that position. But I was like, now I'm just too tired. I'm just going to. So Chris went up to bed. I wanted to be on the couch in the living room. So and the kids were like totally gone at this point. So the house is quiet, peaceful. My mom has taken them out for like a long outing. From 10 to 11, I napped on the couch and I had a contraction every 15 minutes.
Oh.
But I was able to fall back asleep each time. So it kind of felt like I'd slept for an hour.
Yeah.
And I texted the midwife and she was like, okay, why don't you do, it's like that spinning babies website that gives you videos and ideas of how to get the baby into the right position or get labor going again. So she was like, do a forward leaning inversion and then do the miles circuit, which is 3 exercises for about 30 minutes each. So it's like a 90 minute thing. And then let me know how you're doing. And then she also said like in the third exercise of the miles circuit is doing something active. So like curb walking or lunging up a stair like sideways or something. And she was like, when you have contractions in that active part, do this like abdominal lift and tuck thing through she was like, do that for 10 contractions. Basically just like pull up on your belly in the
I have this like unreasonable fear of curb walking that someone is just gonna like wave out their window like something obnoxious like, get that baby out.
More, I would rather die than.
It's like, I did it actually with Paul. And now, I don't know, now I've somehow with baby number 2, I did that. Now baby number 3 and 4, I was like, that's so embarrassing. Someone's going to say something to me and I'm so weird.
We did it on like a pretty quiet street. I don't think
That's
anyone good. Passed us actually. I know. I felt that as I was walking out of the house. Like, it is super obvious that I am.
Because just like when you get to the last, like, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, every, like, you know, so many people around you, you know, are asking the same questions and all well meaning, but you're just like so sick of. Yep. Yes, I am.
Well, I actually was, I think everyone thought that I was not as pregnant as I was. Like people would be surprised when I'd be like, yeah, I'm due on Friday. And I was like, and then I did that.
Is that because your long torso?
I think it's just, my long torso.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I saw this woman.
We had the opposite.
And I thought she was due like the same time as me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought she was due like the same time as me. So I was like, oh, when are you due? And she was like, you know, like 2 months. She said like a 2 months later than I thought. And I was like, oh, I didn't conceal my surprise for you.
Well, you get a pass because you were pregnant also. Everyone's different. So true.
Everyone's different.
So you're doing spinning babies.
Yeah. Chris was still napping through it because I was just like, I know he's so tired too. Yeah. And like the help that he could offer me through this isn't really that helpful. So I'm just going to do this. Actually, during one of the moves, I did feel this movement. I felt the baby move in this way where I was like, oh, maybe that was something helpful. And then during the movement part, I just like stood by our stairs holding the railing, left leg up two steps, and just like did 10 sideways lunges. And then a contraction would come pretty immediately.
Wow.
10 of those took about, like 10 contractions took about half an hour. Yeah. Like they were coming like every 3 minutes. And I was doing the abdominal tuck thing. So then I told her that it was probably like 1:30 now. I texted the midwife saying like, I did this, they're coming. And then we went out and walked around in the backyard and they were still coming. And then I had a contraction that was like, now Chris is with mm-hmm. me. Had one that was like a minute and a half. And I was like, whoa. Oof. And that one, I was like, okay, I think we should tell her to come now. So it's probably like 2-ish now. Tell her to come. And she, so funny. She was like, do I have 10 minutes to spare? And I was like, oh yeah. And she was like at a prenatal appointment with my neighbor. I was like drawing her blood right then or something. I find out later. So she comes and it's probably like 2:45 and she's like, I'll fix up the tub for you. Cause the water is totally mm-hmm. cooled off by this point. So she pumps water out, refills it with hot water. Well, and I go upstairs and I'm like, Chris is helping me through contractions while she's doing all this. And it's still like very manageable. And because of my nap, I'm feeling pretty good now. I'm feeling like I got a nap. It picked back up. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. Here we go. And they like are getting more intense. Like I'm getting back to the point where I'm like, yeah, I think I'm getting close to like, it would be nice to get back in the tub. So I do. And so probably from like 3 to 4, I'm laboring in the tub and maybe around 4-ish or so.
And at this point, I was getting definitely worried about you. Just like, not that something was wrong, but just like, oh, she's probably getting so tired. Like the last update that I had was that you were watching The Office. So I was like, oh man, it's going so long.
Yeah. So at this point, 4, it kind of feels like we're nearing the end. Like mm-hmm. my contractions kind of shift to, I'm kind of like more deeply moaning through mm-hmm. them instead of trying to like hum my song. Mm-hmm. And so the midwife remembers what that's like for me. So she, you know, she knows that I'm trying to like move into kind of more pushing. And she's like, cool. And I'm kind of like doing that, kind of like breathing through, but kind of feeling like, well, like I feel like I'm pushing, but I'm also feeling like I'm not pushing. It's just this weird, like I'm breathing to get through the contraction. And then at the very end of the contraction, I'm like, wait, I feel like that was supposed to be a push. And it's just like this weird, I don't really know what I'm feeling kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That happens for a bit. And then I'm like, well, last time I had my water break first, so maybe I should get out of the tub and try to do that where I like push over the toilet again because my water broke into the toilet last time. And then I got back in the tub and he came pretty quickly after that. Mm-hmm. So we get out and try that. And maybe it's like 5 o'clock now, 5:15. And I feel like a little bit lightheaded. So my mom gives us food. Chris eats like 3 pieces of pizza super fast. He's like so hungry. I like nibble a little bit of food and drink more water. And then Jennifer offers this like position, like this side lying release position on the bed where it's like one leg is straight, the other leg's like draping off the bed. And she's kind of holding me. My belly's like, I'm like almost rolling off the bed, but she's like holding me on there. I was like, oh, this is going to be horrible. And it was, but she, I think it did help. I mean, she was just telling me, like, you know, put the pelvis in a different position. It'll like help baby descend. So I was like, okay, I trust you. So I did like maybe two of those and was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I did on hands and knees on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
That also felt effective. But again, like still, this is not like they're every 2 minutes. This is like, mm-hmm. it feels like an eternity that I'm waiting mm-hmm. for each, between each contraction to come. So I was like, I think I should get back in the tub because I'm able to rest better between them
mm-hmm.
there. So I get back in. It feels really good. Mm-hmm. I think I like fall asleep for at one point I fell asleep for like 2 15-minute increments or 10-minute mm-hmm. increments, like just in the tub, hanging over the edge of the tub.
Yeah.
But here it's just kind of going the same.
At this point there's a big space in between the contractions, but they're still so strong that you're moaning through them.
Still moaning through them. Yeah.
Wow. But a lot of space in between them. Interesting.
The midwife and the nurse are not like phased by any of this. Like I am impatient and I'm kind of getting frustrated, and they are just like, she can sense my frustration and she would say like, yeah, like you're going to have this baby. This baby is going to come. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. At like 7 o'clock, we had to kind of make decisions about bedtime for the kids because my mom had them out all day. So my next door neighbors were actually out of town and we used their house to have the kids be there and just be like watching TV and playing with their toys.
Uh-huh.
And then they walked to the pizza place on the corner and got dinner and came back. But by 7, she was like, they're kind of losing it. I was just like, oh, I was like angry that I had to think about this because it was just, I had been hoping for the best.
That's a con of home birth.
Yes, the con of home birth. And this was like the worst case scenario of like, what do we do about bedtime? And it was happening. And I was like, no. So my midwife offered, she never checked me. Like with John, I never got a cervical check because I didn't ask for it. Mm. I didn't want it. And she was fine mm-hmm. not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, she did offer to help us make this decision. She was like, do you want me to look and see? Mm-hmm. And that could give us an idea of like, yeah, this is going to take longer and you should keep resting between, or like, let's have this baby now. And I was mm-hmm. like, okay. Yeah. Cause I don't know. I kind of knew like, I'm going to have to keep resting. Like I'm not really going to be able to have this baby if I'm hearing kids in the hallway.
Yeah.
So we checked and she was like, there's kind of a lip. She didn't even really tell me centimeters. She was just like, there's still like a lip of cervix. I could push it out of the way. And I was like, okay, that was horrible. But she did that. Well, and she was like, you could reach up before she checked me. She was like, you reach up and feel like you could break your water if you want. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, if you feel like something kind of slippery, bubbly, that's not you, just kind of pinch it and tear it away. So
my mind is being blown.
I was like, I have no idea. So I tried and I thought I felt that and I pinched it, but apparently that was, I don't know what I was feeling because I did not break my own water.
Okay, wait. Okay. Explain to me, you stuck two fingers inside yourself, your thumb and your index. You felt something and you tried to pinch it. And it did not work.
Yeah. And I thought I pinched it and pulled it away, but nothing happened. So I realized in hindsight.
Did that hurt?
No, it didn't hurt.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And she also had me, she was like, reach up and see if you can feel baby's head. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm feeling. But I'm like under the warm water, you know, so
it feels different.
But I think I feel something that's not me. And it's only like, you know, like this much, like a little, the end of my finger, like less than an inch up there. So they were like, oh, great. Like, yeah, baby's really close. I mean, they had been saying that they could see like through my pushing, they would say things like, oh, yeah, baby's descending. And I was kind of like, is baby descending? You know, like, I don't know. And they could also see, they would point it out to Chris, like, a bulge on my lower back, like you could see baby like that low.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but cool. I don't know. We got that information, that data. And I was like, well, okay, Chris, I think you should go and put John to bed. My mom tried to put the girls to bed and then Chris ended up having to go back into them to sing. But Anyway, he came back from John, and I think the nurse may have gone in to tell them too. She said something like, just like Santa, a baby only comes if you're asleep.
Are you new here?
They were kind of like, what? But anyway, so I keep having contractions. I'm like still breathing through them. I'm like holding the person in front of me. So now it's the midwife instead of Chris, like grabbing their legs. Mm-hmm. And they reach over me and are like putting pressure on my lower back and hips. So I'm grabbing the midwife now. And then she, in that time, I was kind of like, okay, I really want to have this baby, but I also don't want Chris to miss it. But I also don't care that much. I just really want to have this baby. So I am trying. I'm not like actually just resting. Yeah. And she was like, okay, let's try some, she called them hospital pushes. But I think what she meant by that is like the pushes you see on TV where she was like, hold your breath and go like, do that kind of push. And I was like, okay. And I tried like leaning back, holding her arms, squatting really hard in the tub, doing that, and then would still kind of feel like I would end that contraction of doing that and just be like, ah, was that even productive? like the frustration is still really there. Just like,
do you feel at this point like the bearing down, the baby's in your butt?
No, you don't feel it yet. I'm still not there yet. Okay. Yeah. That's why. Cause I'm like, aren't I supposed to be feeling more of that? Why am I not? Mm-hmm. Am I just going to do this forever? But then when Chris came back, I was in this position of like, with the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your order at chooselife.com.
Silicone rosaries for babies and toddlers. You can get rosary bracelets. Beautiful. And I'm looking also right now, thinking about your new baby Joseph, this beautiful Saint Joseph teether that's like perfect for babies and toddlers. They can like hold it. It's got a handle. It's got Saint Joseph's beautiful flower, like lilies on it. Is that like just Saint Joseph's?
Yeah, there's a thing with lilies.
There's a thing with lilies. Look it up.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your order at chooselife.com. One knee down, one knee up, kind of like perpendicular to me, mm-hmm. and was pushing in that position. And that is when I finally started feeling it, like what you just said, mm-hmm. of like the closer to my butt, kind of that slight release that happens right before the ring of fire is coming. Mm-hmm. So that was finally where I was like, oh, okay. I think I am getting, and the nurse was behind me and she was like, oh, good, good one. Like she said something affirming where she could like see baby was much closer. So basically I finally got there. I finally felt the ring of fire. I was like, okay, this is finally, I'm finally pushing. This is finally happening. Cause that's what I'm used to more is the only like two or three real pushes and baby's out.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, okay, this is for real. Basically, I just started like pushing, even past the contraction. Like the contraction stopped and I was just like, oh, I'm going to keep pushing. And they were like, cool, good. Like keep going. So I just did that for as long as I could. And then I'd wait for the next one. Anyway, finally, his head is out. And I was like, at this point, I'm like so far over the edge of the tub. My butt is like up in the air. So I went like above the waterline of the pool and his head was born that way. So they were like, okay, stay here. And I like was kind of losing it because he had breathed air. So it was like, he couldn't go under the water now. If he had born under the water, then I have to stay under the water until he's fully.
Oh my gosh.
But it was fine. The position did not matter to me. Okay. It was just like, I'm on fire because this baby is not fully out. But so his head is out and he cries. And both the midwife and the nurse like loved that. And they were like, oh, he's crying. And I was like, yeah, he's still in me. Kind of
like, get him out of
like
here.
Making these like freaking out noises. And they were like, Sarah, it's okay. And like my butt is way up in the air. I almost like I'm doing like a handstand or like a, like, yeah. And so they're like, next contraction or next push, you know, like whatever. It really wasn't that long. It was like a few seconds. But anyway, I stayed like that. I pushed him out and then they like helped me stand up and I was tall enough that I'm above the waterline too. So they could pass him through my legs up to me. And then I sit down.
Oh my gosh.
Then I sit back down into the water with him on my chest, which felt really good to get back.
That part into
the warm water. But so the water was all clear this time because he hadn't been born there. And Chris, I don't know. I was just kind of like, like this part is the worst. Like it just like was ripped open. But he's finally done. Like, okay. Just like all that adrenaline and feelings. And I was like, wait, you know, Chris doesn't do this like loud announcement again. So I'm like, what is it? And he's like, yeah, it's a boy. And I'm like, okay, it's a boy. Like, really? Like, and then the girls want to come in. And I'm like, yeah, they can come in. And right as they walk in, the placenta like is coming out. So then the whole pool fills with blood. But I don't think they like, they didn't say anything about that. I don't think they like cared. They were just really happy to see the baby.
May or may not be a core memory.
Yeah. And it was just like,
because they probably hear, they hear you.
Yes.
Moaning.
I think they probably were, yeah, because they obviously like, were not asleep yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were just like in their room.
Right?
Oh, my mom said Evangeline was so cute. And she like started reading everyone a psalm.
Aww.
And was like, I don't know, like, it was like, this is the refrain. And told them to like repeat this part after her. So I don't know if that, I don't know if that started because my mom was like, let's pray for mom and baby. But yeah. And but it wasn't this like feeling of just like overwhelming glow and joy. It was like, that was so freaking hard. And I was like, you're a little stinker that you made me work that hard. Like, why did that happen? And now it's fun, like crazy how even just like a few days to a week, I'm like, I feel like I've processed it more. I feel good about it. And I'm already forgetting how hard it was. And I'm like, I don't blame you. Like you are really cute. But yeah. So apparently his cord was draped over one shoulder. The midwife said like a scarf or like a toga. And that probably is the reason that it took a while to push him out because the cord was there. And he was somehow giving signals to my body of like, you can't just push me out too hard and too fast because the cord's right here. It's got to be like this slower thing. Because I was starting to think he was like a huge baby, but he was a pound less than John. He was like more like the girl's size.
Oh, wow. 14. And he came right at 40 weeks.
Right at 40 weeks, right on his due date.
Wow.
So 2 days later, when the nurse came back to check on me, I just asked her, like, did you suspect that there was something with the cord from, like, how slow it was going? And she was like, no. Like, she was like, it wasn't that slow of a labor. It wasn't that long or that slow. Like, it felt that way to you, which helped me kind of be. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, like, I would have thought more about, like, asynclitic, first, like, the baby being cattywampus, just, like, not quite, or, like, a hand tucked up by the face, that kind of thing. Before the cord. And she was like, or just like some labors are just slower. They're just slower. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And she had been an L&D nurse for a while and then moved to this home birth practice. So she's seen, I don't know, she's just seen a lot of things. She was super great. And just kind of talking about it with her helped me just sort of process like I really appreciated their patience and their like total trust and confidence that like every body is different. Every baby's different. Every birth is different. Like you're going to have this baby. You're doing great. Like that I never got the vibe that I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Or that I like was falling off of this expected curve that I was supposed to follow, timeline or something. And that just helped so much because it wasn't what I expected. And it wasn't the smooth progression start to finish like John was. It was much more like my first labor with Evangeline. Mm-hmm. Even Kiara's had a little bit of start and stop, but mm-hmm. not to this extent. Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect a boy.
Didn't expect a boy. Didn't expect my mom to lose a night of sleep and then be with the kids all day. Into bedtime. Oh. So yeah, that was just, I was like, okay, the pros and cons of home birth. Like the major con for me with these long labors is the kids. Like,
yeah,
I keep having more kids. What do I do with them? Because they just are a factor, like in my mind. Yeah. Even though I had fully entrusted my mom with them.
Totally.
There's still like the reality they're going to wake up at this time and I'm aware of that. They're going to have to go to bed mm-hmm. at this time and I'm aware of that. And I'm like realizing if we're here and I have another baby, I would want to go with Jennifer again because she's delivered two babies with me. But my ideal would be like she has a birth center that I can go to and it's just her and her team and the tub, but I'm mm-hmm. not in my house. Or I can ship my kids off somewhere at the drop of a hat and they're just gone for 3 days.
Would you do like a hospital birth? Because some hospitals do allow you to bring in like the tub.
Really?
I might be making that up. I feel like I've heard that before.
Why not? I feel like they wouldn't for like liability stuff. I think some have like legit tubs maybe.
Yeah.
I know. There's so many different – because I've given birth in a hospital and it was great. And I've given birth in a birth center and it was great. But they were like exactly the same air-wise, vibe-wise.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's just like there's so many different kinds of hospitals and so many different kinds of birth centers. Mm-hmm. But also like I'm so much more experienced now. So like if I went
babies.
And if I went to a birth center and I could feel out the vibe and then be like, okay, well, here's what I know I want. Basically, I'm just here to deliver my baby and mm-hmm. recover. Like mm-hmm. I don't want you talk. But that's the thing too. I realize I do not want people talking to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want people asking me questions. Like the nurse is coming in. How are you doing? Can I check you? Like, don't talk to me. Don't don't make me lie down on the bed to check me. Like just.
That's why I wear like earplugs so much during my labor. They would come in and they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. And they would like start to whisper as if because they thought I was like napping. And I'm like, I'm not napping. I'm just not listening. And then they would talk to Alex.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm just realizing because I feel like
pros of home labor too, though.
Yes. The pros are the care that I get and like mm-hmm. like my ability to nap, that hour nap I took, I don't know if I would have been able to fall asleep in the hospital. I think just knowing I'm at home. Yeah. Oh, and the postpartum, the care that I get postpartum of like them coming to me day two and day mm-hmm. four and then mm-hmm. 2 weeks and then 6 weeks and that she's like on call for me in that whole time is amazing. But recovery has been so if labor was harder, recovery has been way better than with John.
Good.
My milk came in day three, like early day three, and it was just smooth, seamless. I never had the like big emotional drop. It was like 100% my mom being here for the week after where I just rested really hard. And it's funny, in one of the in the office episode that we watched, Dwight made this comment. Dwight was like trying to give Michael like bull testicles to eat.
Yeah.
Like handing them to him on a plate. And Michael like took a bite and then like spat it out and rejected it. And he was like, well, I'm not going to buttle you like like the butler. And so I was like, my mom, I have been buttled all week. She's just like bringing me delicious food and cold water and my tea. And
Now that's funny because you said to me the cold water thing yesterday and I was thinking that's very anti Chinese medicine.
That's true.
Postpartum.
All the hot.
Like, all hot. Yeah. All hot. But that like hospitals always do cold. And I was just not criticizing either way and just kind of like, I think it's really more just do you want cold water or do you want hot water? What makes you feel good? But I was like, oh, interesting.
And good
like,
that you're drinking
you
water.
Really want? Yeah. Oh, that's really what all that matters. But like, are you a cold water person?
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, I didn't, I think with John, I ventured downstairs, which like the stairs itself, I don't think is that actually that big of a deal. It's more just this hard line in the sand that I've drawn of like, if I'm not going downstairs, that means like, basically I'm really not available to help in any way, anyone really. And that just helps me a ton. So this time I didn't go downstairs until this morning. So like a whole week. Mm-hmm. And probably on day 3, 4, 5, I started getting a little restless and bored, and I would just like walk around up here and tidy the bedrooms. And then my mom would leave like a big pile of laundry on the guest room bed, and I would sit and fold it and put things away to feel like I did something productive. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like really happy, really grateful for the week of recovery. And then now these few days of just super chill, quiet house, all mm-hmm. alone, me and Joseph. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just such a gift, kind of just like reveling in that.
Yeah. 5 babies. When we started, we both had 3, and now 5 and 4.
That's funny that someone asked you if we plan our pregnancies.
Yep. There, we're pretty close this time. Well, and I remember your home birth story with John. We did it. We split it up into 2 episodes last time. The second part was like postpartum. And that is like still one of our like most listened to episodes.
That's so funny.
Because people love, they love to hear about postpartum life. But then I do remember after your birth story came out, a very nice lady sent a very long email about the dangers of home birth. And then kind of ended it with just like a, it's fine that you have it up there, like keep it as great. I just wish you would like also like equally have like an episode about hospital birth. And I was like, lady, episode 8 or whatever it was. I was with Sarah when she had her 3rd baby, Kiara, in the hospital. And that's a whole episode. Scroll back.
Also, now we have Dominic's birth.
Now we got that. Yeah.
It's so funny how just like normalized it is here in my neighborhood with so many women using the same midwife.
I love it.
But yeah, I feel like all my friends have much faster labors. So I'm just like, ooh, this makes a lot more sense for you than for me.
Because that's what you hear, like, oh, the more babies you have, they come faster. But that kind of happened with both of us now. Like, we're like, oh, this is our 4th and 5th. It's going to go so fast. And it doesn't. And we're like,
ugh. No, I am very much like, I have slow, long labors. Like, I've had 5 of them. Mm-hmm. So that is how I labor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not
yes.
going to expect anything fast ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love that the girls got to meet him right away, that it wasn't like 10:30 or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The nurse said something. She could see that I did not want to make that decision, that call about bedtime. And she was so to Chris, she was like, I think she doesn't want to have to think about this. Why don't you go put him to bed and she's going to bust this baby out? And I like just had that in my head. Like, yeah, I'm going to bust this baby out. That I like clung to that.
So what's like your summer plan with Chris? Like, what's his schedule like?
He doesn't have a schedule. I mean, he's just writing and he like, he's basically, he knew like, it's a baby summer. I'm not going to get much done. There's like a dissertation writing boot camp in 2 weeks that he's going to do. And then after that, yeah.
Great. Has your meal train started?
No, I'm hoping it'll start next week. A friend offered this week to make it, but she hasn't shared it yet. So I didn't really, I should have like asked someone ahead of time.
Mine just ended 2 days ago at 2 months, which, I mean, it was staggered. It wasn't like it was every single day. It was like 2 to 3, maybe 4 a week. But it was the biggest and best meal train I've ever had. Just like, yes, I need this. 4 children, so many people, so many mouths. I need to nap.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think in South Bend, I tried to have 2 going, like one from the parish and one from a friend. It was like, how can I keep this going for as long as I can? Can I tell you the thing Zaylee said as my laugh of the week?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
On day 3 of Joseph's life, Zaylee Saley's just so intense. Like, she just is intense and she feels things so intensely. So her love for this new baby is just off the wall. She just like wants to hold him and squeeze him. And it's just like even just kind of like, to like kind of like pound him on the head in like a very light way. And I'm like, no one likes that. Like, why would you do that? She's like, he's just so cute. And so she's like kind of in one of those fits. And she says to me, just give me your nipples so I can have them. And so he'll love me. Take off your nipples and give them to me so he'll love me. And Chris just like cracks up. And I was like, oh my goodness, Saley.
Just turned six.
Yeah, just turned six.
Amazing. You know, Paul does that too with Dominic. Kind of hits him on the head in a super light, like, you know, obviously not hurting way, but in the like, oh, I love you so much. I want to wrestle you and just lick you and get you. And yeah, it's totally that impulse. Well, we hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.